North Central Iowa tunes in here for the most local sports coverage. Plus, we're your Cyclone Station, KLMJ 104.9 FM, Radio on the Go.
The following is a production of Radio on the Go Sports.
At Mort's Water Company, we are proud to sponsor the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show each Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10 a.m. on KLMJ 104.9 Radio on the Go. The Coaches Show highlights area teams throughout the fall and winter sports season. Sit back as they talk with area coaches about their most recent games and their players.
Good Saturday morning here to everyone listening now on 104.9 KLMJ. It's 8:30 on a Saturday morning, so you know what that means. It's time for the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show here on 104.9 KLMJ. A chance for us to catch up with all of our area head coaches on the gridiron this season and get to know where their programs are at after the previous week's game. I'll be your host, as always, Dylan Dierberg, and this morning temperatures are dropping low, just like they were last night, as the ground froze over a bit over the evening, made for some fun games last night, whether it be postseason or regular season action. Almost all of our teams were in action last night. Let's recap how they did. We'll start with the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs, who got another emphatic win to end their regular season in Week 9 as they won 48-13 over South Tama, moving their record to 5-4 on the season and 3-2 in district play on the year. And now they teeter-totter on the line of making the playoffs or not. They were the 16 seed coming into the week, and we figured with a win that might solidify them a playoff spot this week. We'll keep you up to date with all of that as we continue on to our next team. That would be the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, who in comeback fashion with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter scored a pair of rushing touchdowns to come back and beat Davis County at home in their first postseason game 35-25. Iowa Falls Alden improves their record to 6-3 on the season, and they've won four straight games, including six of the last seven games of their season. Iowa Falls Alden moving on to the second round of the playoffs, as well as the North Butler Bearcats, who last night got their first ever playoff win in their first ever playoff home game in Green as they took down Starmont 12-0 in a very Bearcat-esque game. A lot of defense and a lot of running the ball on the ground. They'll be prepared to either play at home or go on the road this upcoming week for their second round playoff matchup. As far as the West Fork Warhawks, they were done early this week. They had a game Thursday night, de facto Week 9 game on the road at Central Springs. Again, Thursday at 6 o'clock this one took place, and it would be Central Springs getting the win 19-13 due to an injury to West Fork's quarterback in the second quarter. The Warhawks couldn't put up any more points in the second half and would eventually fall to Central Springs and 0-9 on the season. As far as the Belmont Clemmy Broncos, they joined the Warhawks at 0-9 this season. However, they had a fantastic showing Week 9 on the road at Lake Mills. They lost 38-28, but put up an impressive performance offensively, and we'll get Coach Mullenbrook's thoughts on that coming up a little later in the show. As far as Clarion Goldfield Downs, the Cowboys went on the road in Week 9 and took on Albia after taking on that murderer's row in their district, and they get their first win in 6 weeks as they take down Albia 47-13 on the road. And of course, the Rockford Warriors are the only team in our area on KLMJ that did not have a Week 9 game. They finished their season last week with a loss at Tripola and finished the season at 2-6 overall. With all of our team's action from this week recapped, let's move into our first interview of the morning, which is always with Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs head football coach Cole Miller, after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company, here to explain the Kinetico difference. Kinetico systems are non-electric and they are powered by your water pressure. Kinetico systems have unmatched performance with twin alternating design that assures you never run out of soft water. Dependable and economical, Kinetico has been manufacturing water softeners for over 50 years, and Mort's Water Company has been selling and servicing Kinetico systems for over 40 years. Give Mort's Water Company a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT to learn more, or visit us at mortsonline.com.
Welcome into segment number one here of the Mortswater Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ. It's Dylan Dubrick here with you this Saturday morning as usual. And of course, as always, in the first segment, we get a chance to sit down with Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldog head football coach Cole Miller in his first season, as it's starting to shape up to be a successful one at that, coach, as you guys got a big, emphatic 48-13 victory at home over South Tama in your guys' season finale. Talk to me about how that game went last night.
Yeah, so it was an exciting win, that's for sure. Started out a little rocky for us. We scored early, but weren't able to convert on our extra point attempt. And then they took the next kickoff back for a touchdown. So definitely looked a little rocky there. Made a lot of us a little nervous. We're a little worried that we were gonna, you know, let them hang around, but the kids responded well. They didn't hang their heads about that, and they just went to work and got it done on both sides of the ball. They did very well. They executed the game plan very well offensively and defensively, and on special teams, all but that one kickoff return for a touchdown, they did well as well.
Well, not only that, Coach, but you guys have put up 40-plus points in now four games this season. Of course, all of those being wins as well. And, of course, in those games, actually only giving up four touchdowns total over those four games as well. You guys dominating inferior opponents this season. And a really impressive win over a South Tama team that had been Jekyll and Hyde this season. They came out and, of course, punched you guys in the mouth with a kickoff return touchdown. But, I mean, four touchdowns from Cal Heron helps out a lot, too. Talk about the senior play at quarterback.
Right, he was we took a lot of time in making sure that we knew what the defense was going to throw at us this week, and he did a great job tonight. He was able to dissect the defense, know where to go with the ball. He was able to, you know, read the disguise coverages for what they were really going to be and put the ball. I think he forced one tonight is all I can remember, and that was just kind of a scramble drill. Otherwise, he knew where he was going with the ball, where he was supposed to go with the ball, and when you can distribute it to as many guys as he did tonight, it makes my job as a play caller a lot easier. So Cal Heron did a great job for us, and he always does a great job for us, so we are very proud of him for his effort tonight and the entire season.
Well, and like you brought up, Coach, we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up his targets tonight as well. I mean, how many different people caught a touchdown pass from Cal Heron last night, as well as Carter Jansen also getting in the end zone on the ground. Talk about his development, as well as name all the other players that ended up getting in the end zone for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, so like you said, we threw it around to a bunch of different targets. I know Tate Schmidt caught one. Tony Valenzuela caught one early. Carter Jansen scored on a run. Marco had a nice catch and run for a touchdown, I believe, as well. And there are definitely more that scored as well. So Brody Walton, I think, was another sophomore who, you know, last week was his first varsity game. So he's already making the most of his opportunities. And everyone was playing very well. It looked like they were on the same page from start to finish. And that was one thing our coaching staff had kind of challenged our guys to do, is we'd played a good three quarters of football consistently, and we wanted to see them play play all four quarters very well and very consistent. And hats off to them. They did that tonight, and they executed the game plan for four quarters, minus one kickoff return for a touchdown. But very proud of those guys. Can't say enough about the work they put in to be successful and be prepared. So my hat goes off to all of them.
Well, not only that, Coach, but also on senior night as well, all the seniors got to show out. Almost everybody, I'm sure, got to play here in Hampton again at home. For senior night in week 9, they defeat South Tama, the Trojans, 48-13, and now finish the season at 5-4 overall, at least finish the regular season, as they're on the cusp of possibly getting a playoff berth. They were right there on the edge of it coming into the week. We'll be interested to see later this morning whether they end up with that playoff berth and where they'll be going, who they'll be playing. That's all exciting stuff coming up in just a bit this afternoon. Of course, we'll get that to you as soon as we get it. But nonetheless, Coach, it's a great season. You guys finish plus 500, both on the overall record as well as in your district. Talk a little bit about how great this first year has been and what kind of building blocks this sets going forward.
Yeah, I mean, this first season has been anything I could hope for. The kids have given me their absolute all and everything that I've asked them to do, whether it's been from off-season workouts to seven-on-seven work in the summer to practicing practicing every day and then going as hard as they can every play. The kids just made it completely worthwhile. And then to put together a staff that we were able to put together that it's a complete joy to go to work every day. So I'm definitely thankful for the opportunity to be a head coach this year and to do it with a group of guys that I'm coaching with and then to have the players that I'm coaching. It's been a heck of a ride, and I'm hoping that it's not quite over yet. Hopefully we can, like you said, get one of those playoff spots and have another week ahead of us. So definitely been a dream come true.
That's certainly what everyone in the Hampton-Dumont-Cal community is hoping for. One more week. That's all you can ask for when you get this late into fall. You want one more week of football, one more chance to fight for your lives in the playoffs. That's where Hampton-Dumont-Cal hopes to find themselves later this week with a playoff matchup. Nonetheless, we're going to go to the break and come back with more with Coach Cole Miller after this on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ.
Ellsworth Community College launched its new graphic design program this fall. Designed to start with foundational knowledge and skill building, you'll build your portfolio and gain real-world experience in a focused two-year degree program. With classes like digital imaging, web design, and principles of marketing, you'll be prepared to enter the workforce or transfer to a four-year university. Visit ecc.iavalley.edu/graphic design for more information.
Livestock owners, just a reminder to you that Dumont Hawk and Lumber provides a lot of helpful products for you. We have Sioux products like Sioux Gates, Amax feeders, and mineral feeders. Dumont Hawk and Lumber carries cattle and hog panels. We even have Sioux brand hinges on hand, regular and heavy duty. Plus, we build feed bunks for all livestock, any size. Give us a call for more info, 641-857-3842. That's Dumont Hawk and Lumber, your Sioux Gate Center, Main Street, Dumont.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Ask Castle Dick and Kelch Insurance if auto owners make sense for you. That's with Dwayne, Tom, and Terry at Castle Dick and Kelch Insurance in Hampton.
Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan is a proud supporter of area schools. When you need hydraulic hoses made, welding, or brazing done, call Mark. Call 641-853-2324. Mark can fix just about anything. Mark Bruins is a master welder. Mark also does milling and lathe work. Mark sells Northland Oil and stocks a huge selection of nuts, bolts, bearings, seals, belts, and PTO parts. When it's broken, take it to Rowan. Take it to Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan.
Welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show here on 104.9 KLMJ. Talking now with Hampton-Dumont-Cal Bulldog head football coach Cole Miller. And Coach Miller, we talked a little bit about it before the break, just talking about a chance at you guys to make the playoffs. I know you'll probably play anyone, anywhere. It doesn't bother you, but give us your thoughts a little bit on how well you guys have played. I know only four losses this year, all coming to ranked opponents as well, and played a couple of those opponents really close. Also, certainly has been a fun season for you guys. Can you kind of recap those games?
Yeah. So like you said, we played some very good opponents this year from district play to non-district play. We started off, those two ranked opponents that were non-district were Southeast Valley and Nevada. And I believe Southeast Valley clinched their district and Nevada wound up second. But very good football teams, very well coached, and very physical football teams. And then in our district play, with those two teams that we ran into were West Delaware and Independence. And, again, two very, very physical football games. I remember our boys were pretty beat up and banged up after those games, like after all football games. But those games especially were definitely a very physical game. And then every team we've faced, I can say that it's been a physical football game, and the teams have been well coached. And thankfully, we've just been able to put our kids in positions to be successful, and our kids have executed at a high level for most of every game. putting themselves in a position to be successful and at least have a fight in those fourth quarters. So I'm very, very proud of the kids for doing that. And we've had to take a look at our game plans every once in a while and tweak some stuff, and that my hat goes off to my coaching staff. Those tweaks that we've been able to make, we've been able to find corrections to stuff that we needed to get better at, and then our kids have been able to take those corrections and implement them in practice and then in games. So it's been a fun ride. It's been a lot of great competition over the season, and I said this already, but hopefully this season isn't over and we can keep making those adjustments and keep getting better.
Well, absolutely, Coach. Not only that, but I want to build on your point even more. You talked about making adjustments. I know a point I want to bring up. Three of those four ranked opponents you played, those games were played on the road. You guys went to their site and played against them. That was the case back-to-back with Independence and West Delaware. You guys also went to Gowrie to play Southeast Valley. That's three out of the four ranked teams you guys played on the road. You guys also hosted a 5-3 Iowa Falls Alden team that actually got by a very good Davis County team as well in the first round of the playoffs in Class 2A as well. So another impressive win on your guys' resume. Nonetheless, we talked after that West Delaware game and Independence game about you guys finishing drives, you guys being able to get all the way down inside the 20 and not being able to put the ball in the end zone. You guys have answered the bell, to say the least, 90 points in back-to-back weeks here. Kind of talk about what's changed in the offensive philosophy, or maybe just something that's clicked for the kids, but you guys have been able to put up monster numbers in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, we kind of, for those 2 weeks against West Delaware and Independence, and even against Nevada, we kind of struggled to run the ball consistently. We'd hit patches there where we'd go for a drive, but like you said, couldn't finish. So we wanted to get back to running the ball more consistently, so that became a huge focus for us. And with that, we kind of just simplified our pass game and kind of shortened it up and just really made sure that Cal was on the same page as his receivers, and on the same page with me too. You know, if there's a disconnection between a play caller and the quarterback, then you got issues. So we just kind of took a deep breath, took a step back, and looked at everything, and then kind of decided what we wanted to keep in the passing game, and then looked at ways we could get back to running the ball. So that has been a huge part of it. Running the ball opens up our pass game, and then you always have to thank the linemen for doing what they can, doing it well the past 2 weeks, opening up holes, giving Cal plenty of time to make the passes and the reads that he needs to make. So that's been the big change as far as finishing drives, as we kind of just simplified and got back to running the ball the best we could. And then when we're able to run the ball, our pass game looks a lot better too.
Well, that's an all-senior offensive line you guys have gotten to lean on all season long. I don't find any problem in you guys doing that more going forward. And whatever you're doing, Coach, keep it up. 90 points again over back-to-back weeks. 42 put on center point Urbana. 48 put on South Tama last night. You guys are one of the hottest teams in the state now, rolling into what would hopefully be a playoff berth again. The Bulldogs just on the line there as they finish the season 5-4 overall and 3-2 in district play, again with a victory last night over South Team up 48-13. I want to thank Coach Miller for coming on, as well as wishing him the best of luck in hopefully a playoff game going forward this week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, Coach. We'll move on now to IFA head coach Don Anderson after their big comeback win in the fourth quarter over Davis County in the first round of the playoffs. We'll get to that after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, radioonthego.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ, Radio on the Go.
This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company, here to explain the Kinetico difference. Kinetico systems are non-electric and they are powered by your water pressure. Kinetico systems have unmatched performance with twin alternating design that assures you never run out of soft water. Dependable and economical, Kinetico has been manufacturing water softeners for over 50 years, and Mort's Water Company has been selling and servicing Kinetico systems for over 40 years. Give Mort's Water Company a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT to learn more, or visit us at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ, as now we've entered segment number two of this morning show. Of course, that time is always spent with Iowa Falls Alden Cadets head football coach Don Anderson after they picked up a win in the first round of the postseason at home in Iowa Falls over a very balanced Davis County team, 35-25 in big comeback fashion. That marks their fourth win in a row, ended the regular season with three in a row as well to get to second in their district. Coach, can you recap the game that was last night? Lots of points between the teams.
Yeah, we didn't play very well the first half. We uncharacteristically fumbled down by the end zone. We give up a 71-yard run. We give up a 90-yard kickoff return. So we just really didn't do the things we've been doing recently. And so we kind of dug ourselves a hole and, got down 19-7 at half and started whittling our way back in it. Got a touchdown in the third quarter and then I scored on 21-6 in the fourth quarter. Once we got back in it, we got a little bit of lead. We really got our defense really put some pressure on the quarterback and, we got some turnovers and got some sacks and got the ball in great field position right at the end and knocked one in to kind of secure it because we were up by three with a couple minutes to go. And then with getting the ball deep in their territory, we were able to knock it in on a one-yard touchdown run, which gave us a 10-point lead, which secured it. And really proud of our kids for just hanging in there and fighting back because we hadn't played that poor of a first half in quite a while. But we and hung in there, got our ground game going, and had some big plays.
Well, the big plays were necessary. If I heard right, I was in the booth in Green calling their North Butler's first-round playoff game, and if I heard right, you guys were down two scores with just seven or so minutes left on the clock in the fourth quarter, yet you guys stuck to that running game and came through with a couple big gashing touchdowns that ended up being the difference in this game. Talk a little bit about the resilience of your squad to not give up on the game plan.
Well, our running game's been our bread and butter all year long, and that's kind of what we do best. And about 8 minutes ago, Casey Boyer went on a 57-yard touchdown run and, kind of got us momentum, and we held him. And then Jaden Damiano had a 26-yard run, and he got the two-point conversion to go up 28-25. With this less than a minute to go, we got game had in the end zone to seal the deal. So, we had some big runs, but that's who we are. We kind of stuck to what we do best, and it worked out.
Well, Coach, I know you guys have been picked on sometimes through the air this season, but you guys have been able to generate a lot of turnovers on defense as well. Talk about how well the defense played down the stretch in this game. I know they got picked on early on, 25 points put up on you guys, but they clearly bowed up in the second half, especially late in that fourth quarter, and didn't allow any points.
Yeah, it really did. We give up that kickoff return. We give up, a 71-yard touchdown run, something we haven't, give up recently, and give up, a one passing touchdown. So we just, we just got better and better as the game went on. I think we wore them out a little bit. Our kids were a little fresher in theirs, I believe. We started getting to the quarterback, started hitting them, and that's when the turnovers are, put them in bad situations and down in distance. So that really, our defense did a great job, especially that fourth quarter.
Well, you got playmakers offensively and defensively all over the football, as well as an experienced offensive line. Do you want to name some of the kids that had a really good night last night?
Well, we had a couple of kids, without, going into, too much film work to see how well they did, but kids that don't get much, notoriety and play well, I think Dalton Burns, one of our corners, I thought he played, really well. Did his job, made some big plays, and Cam Stalls, our defensive end, he was putting pressure on the quarterback, a whole bunch. So I think those two stood out Grant Nielsen puts a lot of pressure on. So I just think there's a lot of kids there that, kind of, you know, did what they were supposed to do. But those kids just kind of, right off the top of my head, kind of seemed like they stuck out and showed up. But, you know, obviously there are some others I just, you know, without critiquing the film and those things, going through some things, I think those guys kind of stand out defensively.
Well, a couple new heroes, especially defensively for the squad this season. Of course, that trio at the running back positions had a great night yet again last night in Gabe Hadwiger. Kaysen Boyer and Jaden Damiano obviously all had a great running game last night as you guys put up 35 in the win over Davis County. You guys are on now to the second round. We'll take a break and talk more about that when we come back after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
See what a smile can do.
Hi, this is Stephanie, your Iowa Falls Hy-Vee store manager, with our great snack sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We have our General Mills Chex, Bugles, or Gardettos for just 99 cents. Pepsi 24 packs are on sale for just $7.49. Hy-Vee chips on sale for just 99 cents. Don't miss out on the snack sale savings. Plus, we have our pork chop-a-palooza here at your Iowa Falls Hy-Vee. Stop in for these savings, plus many more on great pork products. It's your Iowa Falls Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every eye.
When you think about investing, what comes to mind? Is it a portfolio that builds interest, or is it doing things that hold your interest? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. And with the right guidance, it can afford you a life rich in meaning and gratitude. I'm Todd Bicknies, your local Thrivent financial professional. Let me help you reach your goals. Please feel free to call 641-316-1072 or stop downtown Iowa Falls at 602 Washington Avenue. Go Cadets!
Remember Central Iowa Fabrication, your Sukup dealer in Alden, for grain bin, fan, and dryer service. Remember this number to have Central Iowa Fab come to your setup to get things working again. 515-859-7213. They know if you're calling, it's urgent, so the Central Iowa Fab team will help you as soon as possible. That number again, 515-859-7213. They also sell and install Sukup storage bins, legs, dryers, and other grain handling equipment. And they still do on-the-farm welding repair. See your friends at Central Iowa Fabrication on the highway in Alden, or go to centraliowafab.com.
Are rocks scaring you? How about flying rocks? If your windshield is hit by a flying rock or other debris, just call the
Glass Man!
From Iowa Falls Glass. He will repair rock chips and glass on your car, truck, tractor, or combine. He can even come to your driveway or farm or field to do the work. Call the Glass Man from Iowa Falls Glass today. 1-800-798-4527. And remember to request Iowa Falls Glass when you talk with your insurance agent.
Glass Man!
He'll fix your glass, just don't take him trick-or-treating. That's with Iowa Falls Glass, celebrating their 34th year in business.
Welcome back to the second half of our conversation with Iowa Falls Alden Cadets head football coach Don Anderson after their 35-25 comeback win in the fourth quarter over Davis County, a very good offensively talented Davis County team with a running back with 1,000 yards on the ground, quarterback combined with the running back, 30 total touchdowns this year. They score a ton of points, but your team bowed up when it needed to most in the second half and got the victory. You guys are now on to the second round of the playoffs, and of course, we're waiting for all of these matchups to come out, as obviously nobody knows who's going to play anyone. But talk to us about a couple keys on things you guys are going to work on this week to improve from the Davis County game.
Well, I think the main thing is just, you know, I know there was a, you know, kind of a feeling of, you know, wow, we got something accomplished. We got to that second round. Wow. You know, I hope our kids, and I don't want them to be satisfied with just getting this round. You know, we want to get it cranked back up and see if we can, you know, keep advancing. So whoever we play, you know, it just, you know, prepare for them just like we would anybody else, and, you know, not be satisfied with first round win. You know, want to get a second round win. So that's going to be kind of a mentality of you know, let's keep this season going just as long as we can and see how far it'll take us.
Well, Coach, you got to be one of the hottest teams in the entire state of Iowa, regardless of class. You guys have won four straight, four in a row, and actually six of your last seven, you guys have come away with victories. Can you talk a little bit about how your team flipped the switch and got hot at the right time?
Well, I think a lot of things, you know, we stopped making some mistakes. We're offensively, you know, earlier in the year, you know, we didn't turn it over. We stopped turning it over in the passing game and just little things like that. We got a little more consistent in our offensive line. That obviously helped as well. And then, you know, we just got a lot better defensively. You know, we were giving up big plays pretty easily and just, you know, weren't tackling very well. Weren't pursuing very well, and we just got a lot better at those things. So I think, you know, the improvement just comes with, you know, just getting better at a lot of fundamental things, and you know, and to our kids' sake, you know, they were willing to be coached. You know, we knew we could do things better than what we did at the beginning of the year, and you know, I mean, some people just kind of, you know, point the finger at somebody else or, you know, or hang your heads or whatever. But, you know, kids wanted to have a successful year. So it was some of them didn't play very well early in the year. And some of them made really some big improvements since week one. So that, and that's what we needed. And so, you know, give it, all the credit goes to the kids and what they've been willing to do.
A successful year it has been so far. And Coach, now, last question I got for you so far this morning. You guys had a weird schedule this year, two games on the road, two games at home, two games on the road, two games at home, and now you've added on this home playoff game. You guys will likely probably be on the road for this next game. Talk about the mindset of now going on the road for a big playoff game against what you know it will be a great opponent.
Yeah, there's just nobody, there are no gimmies left on a schedule. So, you know, whoever you know you got to play your best, and it's going to be a tough game, but it's supposed to be. You know, the best teams are supposed to be locked, you know, and we're one of those, which is great. You know, you're going to get at some point in time where you're going to have to get back on the road, and, it is what it is. He's going to go play, do our best, and compete like crazy and do the fundamental things right and see where it takes us.
The IFA Cadets improved to 6-3 on the season with a comeback victory over very good Davis County team, 35-25, in front of the home crowd on Friday night. I want to thank you, Coach, for your time this morning, as well as wish you the best of luck against whoever you end up coming up against in the second round.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem, Coach. We'll move on to the next coach in line, which will be North Butler head coach Jordan Vanderloop after their victory 12-0 over the Starmont Stars in their first ever home playoff game. That's coming up next on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ.
North Central Iowa depends on us to keep it local. This is 104.9 KLMJ Hampton. Radio on the go. No radio? No computer?
No!
No worries. Your mobile device becomes a radio when you download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
The Green Recorder has been publishing weekly since 1876, with every edition on the Green Public Library's website at green.lib.us. The Green Recorder is published 52 weeks a year. Weekly copies are always available at Casey's, Drawley's Department Store, Smith's Etc., West 40 Meats, and of course the Green Recorder's office. For a subscription, call 816-4525. Call the Green Recorder and stay in touch with what's happening in Green and Butler County.
Welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show here on 104.9 KLMJ. It's segment number three now, where we get a chance to sit down with the North Butler Bearcat head football coach Jordan Vanderloop as they got off to a great start in the postseason with their first ever home playoff game being a victory 12-0 over the Starmont Stars. Coach, it was some people I guess might call it a boring game, but this was very much Bearcat football on the ground. Great defense up front, dominant at the line of scrimmage. You guys almost doubled them up in yardage for the game. When it comes to that kind of stuff, it looked like complete domination. The scoreboard just showed that the field might have been a little bit longer than either team was able to take advantage of.
Yeah, it was just one of those games where you had to grind it out, and it came down to
getting hat on hat and just walking downfield and the ball carrier. It was just a ground and pound game of inches and yards here and there, and playing the field position game of who is going to get the better spot and where they're going to start offensively with it and how much the defense could hold them. So it was kind of one of the more traditional Bearcat football games.
But, Coach, I got to say, one thing that was untraditional was your guys' first touchdown of the game just before halftime, about a little over 2 minutes left on the clock. You guys went down the field as you let Corbin Lewis spin the bean a little bit last night, and he sent one down the right sideline and found Brandon Steer for a 63-yard touchdown pass that really got the scoring opened up, was the only touchdown of the first half, and put you guys in a good position coming out in the second half. Talk about what went into that play.
We were running the ball pretty heavily, like normal. And we found on the inside and the outside, and Coach Lewis actually was talking to me, goes, hey, let's have Corbin open up the ball and let's see what he can do here. We ran some post wheels, and Rain Steer came around the sideline, and Corbin got his feet set good and delivered a beautiful ball to him, hit Brayden in stride, and he was able to take it, 65 yards for a touchdown, kind of spark it and give him some confidence back, and kind of opened up the running game a little bit more for us before half there. So it was nice to see that, and like I said, it was just perfectly placed ball, and Coach Bus saw it, and he called it the perfect time, so I give him incredible vision on seeing the props for that and making that call, so that was great.
Yeah, you guys actually went four wide on that play and threw it to the outside, and you guys weren't even behind in the sticks. Just a great call at the right time. And, of course, Corbin Lewis looked like he looked off the safety to the left, came back to the right side, and tossed a perfect ball. And, of course, Brayden Steer did not have to slow down at all. He stayed at full stride, caught it, and continued into the end zone, 63 yards. The big explosive play you guys were looking for in the first half. And then, of course, the second half, just a meat grinder back and forth, all about field position. And you guys used a couple big penalties to get down the field and score a touchdown from 2 yards out. It was your stud fullback, the senior Colbin Miller, who found his way into the end zone with the help of the entire backfield, pushing him in there from 2 yards out. That was a fourth down play as well. Starmont, good defensively, made you guys earn everything, but that second touchdown was just enough to get the job done last night.
Yeah, we had some penalties that we were able to take advantage of, and up front our line did an excellent job, at least getting a little push. Our backs came up and gave Colbin an extra little push to get him in the end zone there. So it was nice to get that second touchdown and build a little more cushion for us, because Starmont, we knew they had the possibility to make a big play or have turn it on whenever they got the opportunity. So we had to make sure that we had enough cushion there to feel safe and give us some breathing room.
I'd have to agree with you, Coach, and you got to think about when it comes to Starmont, I mean, they had trouble moving the ball on offense, but their defense, those two linebackers, those senior linebackers, Waterhouse and Bowen, I think were their names, they got after it on the defensive side, really met some running backs in the hole. There were some hard hits last night in that playoff game in Green, but talk a little bit about the atmosphere now that was there. I mean, it was a cold night, near freezing temperatures on the field especially, and not only did your boys show up to play, but the fans did as well. They came out in droves to watch the first ever home playoff game in Green.
Yeah, it was a little brisk at first, and pretty much kind of nice little fall football weather. The fans came out. That was great. We had a lot of people that were there cheering us on. It's the first playoff home game. We had the first victory for playoffs in Green, too, so that was kind of nice. And everyone was just real excited about it, and we were happy to see that there were so many there supporting us. We had Miss Schneider as our honorary captain last night, and I know the boys were really happy to have her lead us out, and they took that to heart and really proud to walk out with her on the field and kind of support her family and honor her husband that way and everything. So it was just a great atmosphere last night. Perfect weather conditions for us, and just all around a good football game for us.
Yeah, the stars seemed to align last night for you guys. What a beautiful moment it was when Ann Shenander, the wife of the late Gene Shenander, leads you guys out on the field, gives you guys a pregame speech, and prepare you guys for the first ever playoff win. And then, of course, that first ever playoff win comes in the first ever home playoff game in your guys' history. It really was a beautiful night to be in Green. We're going to take a quick break and come back after this with more with Coach Vanderloop and the North Butler Bearcats on 104.9 KLMJ.
It's back! KLMJ's Hog Hollerin' Hoopla! Your chance to win pork prizes from some of our great area restaurants, lockers, and grocery stores. JNC Grocery in Allison and Dumont, T&L's Pizza Plus in Parkersburg, Orly's Locker in Clarksville, Dairy Queen in Iowa Falls, and here at KLMJ we have pigs tagged with prizes from these and other locations. And again this year, your job as the lucky caller is to do your best hog call over the phone to call the pigs from our back lot through the radio station to the studio so the DJ can read your prize. As long as you do a good hog call, there's a winner every time. And again this year, some pigs have doubled the prizes. Starting Monday after 6 a.m., listen for the pig squeal, cue to call, and then call our contest line, 456-0234. Your chance to play and win in Hog Hollerin' Hoopla. One winner per household. Practice your best hog call this weekend. Then starting Monday, listen, call, and win with KLMJ Radio on the...
It's harvest time, and Allison Propane Gas is on the go. Ryan Lindemann at Allison Propane is delivering LP throughout the area. Allison Propane welcomes new farm, commercial, and residential customers in Butler, Franklin, and surrounding counties. If your operation uses propane and you're looking for an easier, more reliable, and friendlier option, Ryan wants to talk to you. Allison Propane offers flexible payment options too. Call Allison Propane Gas today. Dial 319-267-2498 and have a safe and successful fall season.
Start every car ride with peace of mind. Green Insurance Services and Grinnell Mutual make sure you and your budget are well cared for. That's why they offer discounts for good students, safe driving, and more. Trust their coverage to move you forward. Trust in tomorrow. For more details and all your insurance needs, contact Lucas Wedeking and Misty Osborne, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Green Insurance Services today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Landis Cooperatives are excited for fall and harvest time. They are also excited to welcome the Packard location to the Landis family. Landis and Packard is taking grain and offers complete agronomy services for your farming operation. See Brent Shipper and Packard for your anhydrous and other fall fertilizers and agronomy needs. Landis Cooperatives in Packard, Plainfield, Bristow, Green, Dyke, New Hartford, Kesley, and other locations wish all their customers a safe and successful season on the farm, in the field, and on the road. We are the land, and the land is us. Landis.
We're back here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning, speaking now with North Butler Bearcat head football coach Jordan Vanderloop, as a win over Starmont 12-0 at home marks the first playoff win in North Butler history, as well as the first ever home playoff game in North Butler history. You guys get to 8-1 on the season, the one loss coming at the hands of West Hancock 36-0 in the final regular season game of the year. Talk a little bit about some of the players that stood out to you last night.
I think one of the more key ones last night, offensively and defensively, was Chase Whitey. Defensively, he had a big night for us. You know, he's our starting center. So he was kind of the one out there telling us, you know, hey, I think maybe we can run here, or this is what they're doing, or this is what I see. So he was big for us. Logan Ott came up big at linebacker, too, and stepped in at fullback when Colvin needed a break every here and there. But there was just a bunch of other players that were unselfish that were able to get out. Dawson Testrope came out, was leading, lead blocking well for us on offense. Nate Hawker came up, too, with some big blocks and big plays on defense as well. And it was just an all-around team effort. It's hard to point out one or two main guys that did everything, but everyone did their job defensively what we were supposed to do. And they had to take into account so many people that, you know, they would be double-teaming Chet and then Logan would be freed up, or they would, you know, double-teaming Jace, and then all of a sudden Clay Anderson or someone else able to come in. So it was an all-around great team effort last night, and it's hard, like I said, just to praise one player more than the others, since they all contributed so much and were so vital and key to the game.
Coach, I couldn't agree with you more. However, I do like you brought up Jace. All night long, I was in the booth talking with my cohort, Mitch Williams, about how Jace Wibke was just playing a whale of a game at left end. He was containing well. He was getting pressure on the quarterback. And Starmont loves to roll out their quarterback. He's got some wheels on him. He can take off and run, as you guys found out last night. And they like to roll him out when they pass the ball. And he was sealing up that left side. Anytime they came to his side, it was good. going to be a bad play for them. They got backed up. He got contained in the pocket, had to make some really tough throws, gave your team a couple chances at an interception. Like, he just had a whale of a game playing left end. I enjoyed watching him play, of course, as well as the rest of the Bearcats had a great night. I know Colvin Miller ended up getting some touches late and really getting going offensively for your squad. Nonetheless, another complete game from the Bearcats. They win 12-0. Didn't force any turnovers in this one. We thought we might see some of those, but the penalties kind of worked as turnovers. Talk about the penalties on both sides. There were a lot of flags thrown last night.
Last night we had some we kind of started ourselves to foot where we would have momentum going, and we thought we'd be getting a good field position or we'd have a good drive or something, and then we would have a penalty and we get called back. I know one big one that stands out to me is we had Colvin Miller on a big run, and he was doing his thing where he starts on one side of the field and cuts and zigzags all the way across the field and back. And he actually scored a touchdown on it, and they got called back for a holding or a block in the back, I believe. So we had good positions at times and just weren't able to capitalize. And instead, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot with penalties. But then we also had it bounce our way a couple times where, you know, we had a big tackle for loss, and also Starman got called for a face mask or something else, kind of bailed us out a couple times, and we were in some tough spots. So it went our way some, but we could have had a better offensive game if we would have cleaned up our penalties a little more. So that's something we got to focus on this week, is making sure we're doing everything correct and cleaning up so we don't have as many penalties.
As always, appreciate your time this morning, Coach. It's a 12-0 victory at home in the postseason for North Butler as they move on to the second round of the Class A playoffs. They defeated Starmont 12-0 last night. And, of course, Coach, I want to thank you for your time this morning, as well as wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No problem, Coach. We'll talk to you again next week. But for now, we're going to move on to the next coach in line here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ.
This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company, here to explain the Kinetico difference. Kinetico systems are non-electric, and they are powered by your water pressure. Kinetico systems have unmatched performance with twin alternating design that assures you never run out of soft water. Dependable and economical, Kinetico has been manufacturing water softeners for over 50 years, and Mort's Water Company has been selling and servicing Kinetico systems for over 40 years. Give Mort's Water Company a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT to learn more, or visit us at mortsonline.com.
When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, RadioOnTheGo.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the Go.
Welcome into another segment here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ. It's brisk outside as fall is starting to dissipate a little bit, and it's getting colder and colder as now we have a chance to talk with West Fork Warhawks head football coach James Perez. They scheduled a Week 9 game to add to their regular season at the end of the year, as the Warhawks would go on the road to take on Central Springs. And this would be a short week as well for Coach Perez's crew, as they would play on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It was Thursday night football here in the state of Iowa. You want to talk about that game a little bit, Coach?
Yeah, like I say, starting off, in the first quarter, first play actually played the game, Central Springs kind of, you know, got to the outside on us, you know, scored, you know, a 6-yard touchdown run. On that, and then they scored again in the first half, so it was coming back, and then later in the first quarter we were able to punch down a nice TD pass from Sage Sunken to Trevor Jarrett's there, so it was 13-6 end of the first quarter. We were able to score again in the second quarter. You know, we thought kind of had momentum going late in the second quarter. Sage Sunken actually went down with an injury there, you know, which kind of changes the dynamic of our team, of how big of an impact player he's been this year. Third quarter, they came back there with a score. They had a nice tight end pop pass. You know, I think they had about, 60, 70 yards there on that. Got them down, and they kind of drove it in. Nice drive there, and that's kind of where the game ended up, 19-13, with them coming out on top.
Yeah, certainly tough if you lose your quarterback in the first half to figure out a way to create offense in the second half. That seemed to be the problem in this one. You guys had actually been averaging more points per game over the last few weeks. Just 13 put up in this one, of course, without the threat to go down the field makes it tougher to run the ball. Can you name a couple other factors in this game that came that ended up turning this game in the way of Central Springs?
Like I say, they just kind of came out, you know, the first play of the game, you know, and you, when you break a 60-yard TD run, you know, first play of the game kind of deflates you a little bit. But, you know, our kids did a nice job of coming back and, you know, doing things right and still fighting through. And, you know, defensively, you know, besides the two or three mishaps that we had, played very, very well. First half, the offense looked very, very good moving the ball. You know, in the second half, just kind of changed things. You know, Trevor Jarrett's played a little bit of quarterback again, you know, stepping in and doing some nice things there. And then same with Nate Hupka. So, I mean, it was just kind of a, one of those things where we just really couldn't get going in the second half. And, you know, like I say, it's just, that's just what happens, you know, when you have, you know, a key piece kind of go down on that. But, you know, like I said, it's just one of those things that happens.
Well, one thing you can't say about the Warhawks is that they didn't fight this season. You guys finish 0-9 on the year, but I tell you what, this team fought all the way through the year. I'm just looking at the scores in front of me right now from being shut out in week one and week two. You guys put 7 on the board, 6 on the board, 12 on the board. Then all of a sudden you guys were scoring 20, 21. You guys really came to play at the end of the season. They figured it out. You guys got things going at the end of the year, and this team never gave up. Talk about the resiliency of the boys on your squad.
You know, like I've said kind of earlier in the year, it's kind of the tale of two halves. You know, early on in the year, we didn't really know what we had. And, you know, we just kind of didn't really know what to expect. And then later in the year, we kind of found our identity, you know, with Sage playing quarterback and moving some people around, you know, defensively and stuff. And, you know, kind of like what you said, you know, the season could have went two ways, as we told the kids, you know, in the huddle at the Central Springs game. You know, we could have gave up, or we could have kept pressing and doing the things we did. And, you know, just proud of the kids overall in the program, you know, for just, you know, sticking to it, you know, coming out and just battling every week and, you know, improving every week. It's not like we had an easy schedule, one of the toughest districts in the state. I firmly believe that. You know, when you play ranked teams week in and week out, it's hard to keep kids bought in. But, you know, overall, our kids, in my opinion, stayed pretty locked in throughout the whole year and, you know, and improved greatly throughout the whole year.
Well, Coach, I'd have to jump on board with you there. This Class A District 2 is not easy with St. Ansgar, North Butler, West Hancock. North Union had a great year. Like Mills is always good. Mason City, Newman Catholic, of course. Then you guys had AGWSR and HD Cal as well on top of that. I mean, you guys played 5 teams that are in the playoffs, another one that could have been in the playoffs this season. So that was certainly a tough year for you guys schedule-wise. But again, getting better every single week. We're going to go to the break and come back with more with Coach Perez and the Warhawks after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
The Iowa Secretary of State wants you to be a voter in the November 2nd city and school election. Here are some important dates to remember. If you want to vote by mail, you'll need to request your ballot by Monday, October 18th, and return it to your county auditor by November 2nd. You can vote in person at your county auditor through November 1st, and polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. For more info, visit voterready.iowa.gov. Sponsored by the Iowa Secretary of State's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Where else can you get 120-plus audio and 40-plus music channels for just $78? That you can get in town and in the country? It's at Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association. If you live in Ardale, Bristow, Doherty, or Rockwell, Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association can put high-quality digital cable TV in your home for only $78 a month. Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association also provides cable TV to residents in and around Missouri and Thornton. Isn't it time to upgrade? Call Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association at 822-3211.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
See Jasperson Insurance and Real Estate with locations in Thornton, Sheffield, and Belmont, or online at jaspersoninsurance.com.
Welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ. Speaking now with Coach Perez of the West Fork Warhawks. And Coach, I want you to take a second and name some of the players that had a really nice night in your guys' Thursday night loss to Central Springs.
I mean, it was kind of a crazy night. You know, kind of a lot of our seniors stepped up. You know, you got Ja'Kai Jansen. You know, Matt Spangenberg was another one that stepped up. You know, not a senior. Played a pretty nice game defensively on the defensive line there. Kanan Creighton was another one that played a nice job there. Up front, overall, our defensive line played a very, very nice game. You know, Reed Stonebreaker, Dakota Lau, Casey Guerrero had a really nice game. Defensively, we actually had three interceptions, so it was a huge output, you know, on that side. You know, Joe Chimambo had one. Trevor Jarrett's had one. And then Casey Guerrero had one as well. So like I say, it's just overall, I think our defense and that side improved, and really pretty much all of our kids had, you know, had a nice game. And you know, the scoreboard doesn't reflect that, but like I say, I believe it was a really good step in the right direction on that side of things.
Well, you guys were certainly headed more towards a victory in the second quarter until your guys' quarterback goes down. That's a tough spot. We also appreciate your great memory on this game. Of course, you got to remember one more day back on Thursday. Again, this game was played as the only Thursday night high school game of my knowledge being played on week 9. Of course, Central Springs getting that victory at home, 19-13 over your squad. And talk a little bit about the growth that this team made over the season. I know we're going to have one more Mort's Water Company coach to show with you next week, but we'll really recap the season. But I want you to talk about the growth this team made over the year.
The growth honestly just comes down to the kids of being able to, you know, kind of adapt and overcome. You know, we moved some kids around, you know, this year to play some different positions, you know, like Trevor Jarrett's playing wide receiver instead of quarterback, you know, which was tremendous on his part. You know, he didn't complain about it, just kind of bought in, you know, and did things right, and that's huge on that. Another one's Kai Jansen. You know, he's a true running back on that, you know, and he you know, sacrificed his senior year to go play the offensive line. So it's just some of those things of getting those kids, you know, and having them be willing to do that stuff for the greater good of the cause. And that's just honestly what our season was about this year. You know, we were in a very tough district, so we had to do some things that, you know, we weren't, you know, ready to kind of do, I guess, on that aspect of moving those kids around. But it's just kind of where the season took us. Just overall, you know, the fight that those kids kind of came out and did every week, even though, you know, they might have been against the odds a little bit. But, you know, at least we went out and tried to be competitive.
And competitive you guys were, especially at the end of the season against some really good opponents. Nonetheless, this season will end for West Fork at 0-9 this year. Coach Perez, we'll talk with you again next week. Obviously, no game this week. However, we'll do a little recapping next week, and we'll go down to what the season that was for the West Fork Warhawks. But either way, I appreciate your time this morning, Coach.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We're going to move on to the next coach in line now here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ.
North Central Iowa sports leader, Iowa State Cyclones, and the most local coverage available. KLMJ, 104.9 FM, radio on the go.
Welcome back to another segment here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ, as now we get the chance to sit down with Belmont Clemmy Broncos co-head football coach Shannon Mullenbrook. And Coach, you guys scheduled a Week 9 game on the road at Lake Mills and would go on the road and put up a heck of a performance. Unfortunately, you guys came up just short, 38-28, as you guys fall to 0-9 on the year. But talk a little bit about the offensive explosion as well as you guys just making it work all season long, different injuries and whatnot, and you guys came to play on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, last night we were, again, COVID hit us and we lost another lineman, so we were down to, we had a freshman, our backup fullback, playing guard for us. And, you know, we were left with four seniors last night, and I couldn't be more proud of how the four seniors came out and played and led last night. They played, all four of those seniors stepped up and played really well last night. And, you know, that's what I expect out of them in their last game, because three of the four kids probably will never play another down of football in their life. And so all I ask is that I want you to play your best possible game and give yourself a chance to win. And we talked about back in August, I said, you know, when we lost 14 seniors and we go to camp and we were a bunch of kids. I mean, we walked into a football camp and we looked like a bunch of misfits. We looked like the Mighty Ducks of football. I mean, we had big kids. We have scrawny kids with their jerseys half ripped. And, I mean, we don't even look like a football team. And we played with a lot of passion early in the season because we were trying to find our way. And we lost that during the season a little bit, you know, with injuries and COVID and different things. And all I asked them last night, I said, let's go out and play like that misfits that we had no clue who we were back in August. And let's just go out and play, and let's have fun. And by God, we jumped out to a 14-0 lead in the end of the first quarter. And at halftime, we were up 28-20. We scored with 27 seconds going in the half. We gave up a long touchdown, and we came back. They kicked off, and Pletch ran it back for 80 yards for a touchdown. We get the two-point conversion, and we end up being up 2 points better than what we were, even if we would have stopped them defensively with 27 seconds. And we just came out and played really well the first half, and our kids were playing hard. We were doing things right, flying the football, making things happen. And the second half, unfortunately, the wheels really didn't fall off. We just had some turnovers and on some drives that just stopped our momentum that could have put us in a position to have them down and keep them down. And unfortunately, we just came up short. But, you know, our four seniors played very well last night. Our senior tight end, I would have loved to have got him the ball more last night. But Jennison, I told him after the game, I said, you may not have scored a touchdown offensively, but you created three touchdowns because of your blocking ability. And I said, that's just as important, being part of that touchdown, as scoring the touchdown yourself. And, you know, that's the little sacrifice that we ask kids to make to try to be successful.
This team has certainly turned out to be one of the more fun ones to watch down the stretch. You guys, of course, running on fumes when it comes to healthy players ready to go, but just the next person in line mentality over and over and over again. You had kids stepping up no matter how young or underprepared they were ready to go, and they gave their all, and you guys did that again against a very strong Lake Mills team. Let's not forget, this Lake Mills team played in the same district as North Butler. They played against West Hancock, Newman Catholic, St. Ansgar. This is a really good Lake Mills team that just barely missed out on the playoffs, and you guys went to their house and put up a heck of a performance, leading nearly the whole way. You guys went up and down the field. Talk about that offense a little bit, being able to score points as well as pointing out some other players that got the job done last night.
Well, as an offensive coach, you know when you call plays and you run offense, you can't be predictable. We knew last night that we had to do some things to be successful. And, you know, my assistant coach, my line coach, I kind of told him a story one time. He goes, why don't we just do this tonight? And you know what? And I said, hey, that'll work. So what we did is we basically put two fullbacks. We put our fullback at quarterback, Cameron Roberts, who's a big, strong kid that has played the last four games tremendously. Because we knew that with Tate being out the last 3 weeks, Pletch is 145 pounds, you know, dripping wet, and he runs the ball hard, but we couldn't just put him in the backfield and let him key on him. And so we put our backup fullback, who was playing guard, and we put another guard in, and we took our wing back and we put him basically in the B and C gap right behind our guard and tackles, and we just done a direct snap to fullback to Cameron, and we just kept powering off tackle, and then we have some other plays off of that. But we kept it really simple, and we be honest with you, we couldn't come back next week and run that same offense because everybody would know how to stop it then. So, but we knew that the last game of the year, we could do some things like that and get by with it to try to give our kids the best opportunity to win. And you know what? And then we go back to the eye, and they really didn't have an answer for Pletch on the sweeps because Cameron was pulling out of the fullback position and doing great lead blocks, and Jennison was doing a great job of hooking the end and allowed Pletch to get in space and be successful. And he had some very nice, probably 60-yard touchdown run and different things. But, you know, it all starts at what we call the hammer, which is a fullback. And Cameron Roberts, the last 3.5 weeks, has been a great hammer, and which allowed Pletch to be successful. Well, the second half, we knew that they were going to try to stop the sweep, and they started lining up wide. We started running slants and isos off the weak side and the strong side, and we were moving the ball up down the field. Unfortunately, we just turned the ball over a couple times, and I feel bad for the kids because they were working so hard to be successful that, you know, you never want to see a kid fail when they're working hard and they're giving you everything they got. And that hurts me as a coach to see that happen to a kid, because the kid doesn't deserve that because he's working extremely hard to be successful. But, our little receivers, we didn't throw the ball much because we just didn't have a ton of time. But when we had to, we caught a couple balls to get first downs to keep things moving so we could just keep moving the ball offensively by running the ball and eating up the clock. And we were doing a great job of that second half. We just didn't get things finished.
Well, you know, turnovers can kill any drive quickly. I know we talked there a little bit. You talked about how I think there was three fumbles in the second half, and then you guys got stopped on a fourth down play as well when you guys were inside the 30. I mean, you guys were moving the ball all night long against this really good Lake Mills defense. Certainly an impressive performance you guys have put up here in this de facto Week 9. We're going to take a quick break here for our sponsors, but when we come back, we'll have more from Coach Muhlenbrook after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Start every car ride with peace of mind. Muhlenbrook Insurance and Grinnell Mutual make sure you and your budget are well cared for. That's why they offer discounts for good students, safe driving, and more. Trust their coverage to move you forward. Trust in tomorrow. For more details and for all your insurance needs, contact Shannon Muhlenbrook, Mikayla Hefty, and Eric Brooms, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Muhlenbrook Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan is a proud supporter of the area schools. Farmers, when you need belts or hydraulic hoses made, call Mark Bruins at 641-853-2324. Mark also carries a large selection of bolts, nuts, bearings, seals, and PTO parts. Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan is a Northland Oil dealer and has it ready for you. When you need repairs this harvest season, take it to Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See Jasperson Insurance and Real Estate with locations in Thornton, Sheffield, and Belmont, or online at jaspersoninsurance.com. Mortgage rates are still attractive at First State Bank of Belmont. You'll find a wide array of financing options, whether you're buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home. Call First State Bank today. With lending decisions are made by local bankers here in Belmont. Whether it's your small business or farm, their knowledge of the local area provides more flexibility to your business. See how they can add value to your business. First State Bank of Belmont. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to part two of our conversation on the Belmont Clemmie Broncos football team with co-head coach Shannon Muhlenbrook. And Coach Muhlenbrook, we talked about the Week 9 performance your team put up, an incredible performance that they have put on tape there with a new offense you guys just put together and really made good on what you had this year. Talk about the momentum that was gained throughout the season. I know you guys lost a little bit of it halfway through, but really started to pick things up again at the end of the season.
Well, I think a lot has to do with, you know, we just kept asking the kids to come back and practice hard. And we hit a spot in the season, you know, when you go, the loss after homecoming against Manson Northwest Webster, when we had a chance to win that game too, and we controlled it, and actually we had three touchdowns called back and 200 and some yards worth of offense called back. That was the game that wins. Does that change our momentum in the middle of the season? Sure. You know, after that, it was really tough, you know, because the kids, you know, you can't fool yourself. The kids look at the schedules and say, oh, boy, I don't know if we can play with these kids, not play with them, whatever. And then with some injuries and different things with Tate going down, you know, very unfortunate that Tate got hurt, because Tate is, it's like I told him last night, he is a deal maker. He can control a team offense because he's that good offensively, and he's a good hitter on defense. You know, he got hurt, and then we went and played Eagle Grove, and we lost our way a little bit against Eagle Grove. Eagle Grove was not a bad football team, but we made them look better, partly because these kids never played without Tate. And so we had to kind of find our way, and I was very proud of how the kids stepped up and started taking different roles to try to be successful. And to be honest with you, in the offensive side, in the backfield, Cameron Roberts and Pletch, even though when we went into Southern Cal, who's a very good football team and won again, they beat Emmitsburg bad last night, I thought our two backs, those two backs ran really, really hard. You know what? They did the same thing again last night. And, you know, I love to see that those kids as seniors took their new role that they had to take and excel with it. And, you know, it's very unfortunate Tate got hurt, because Tate is a great football player and a great athlete. But you know what? Those things happen in the season, and teams just have to sometimes find their new identity, and we had to find it quickly. And you know what? We're very fortunate that our kids stepped up and took that identity.
Well, another wonderful coaching job, as well as these players just stepping up when they've been called upon. It's really amazing to watch a team like this. You know, 0-9, they could get down on yourselves. I mean, you guys could have scored 0 points from the rest of the season on out. I mean, they really could have thrown in the towel. But this team just continues to step up. These young freshmen, these sophomores, getting time in spots they aren't even supposed to play, not even their position. They step up and do it anyway, and they do it at a high level. And that's kind of the best I can do at recapping this season. And, of course, I don't want to get too much into that, Coach, because next week we'll recap the entire season that was for the Belmont Clemmie Broncos. So I want to thank you for coming on again this morning with us, Coach, as well as look forward to talking with you next week.
I appreciate everything, Dylan, and you know, again, it was a rough season, but I appreciate your positivity to help us to bring out the good things on our team. So I really appreciate that, Dylan.
No problem, Coach. I appreciate being able to talk to a knowledgeable coach that's been around for a long time. Always enjoy speaking to the coaches that have seen a thing and done a couple things as well. So appreciate your time. And again, we'll catch up next week. But for now, we got to move on to the next coach in line here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We'll be back with more after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Who sells the best whole house water treatment system in the area? Mort's Water Company. This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company. We sell Kinetico water softeners and drinking systems and Helen Brand iron filters. This combination of water treatment systems gives you the best quality of water from your private well, giving you and your family cleaner, safer, and better tasting water. If you have questions about your water, give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com.
Welcome into the second-to-last segment here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning, as we get a chance now to sit down with Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys head football coach Caleb Vogel in his first season. And, of course, the first season for the Cowboys, they start the year 3-0 and then have a gauntlet of a setup in the District 2 and Class 2A, go through a bunch of ranked teams and end up 0-5 in District despite their best efforts. However, they set up a Week 9 game on the road at Albia, and they get the W there, their first win in 6 weeks, 47-13. Coach, talk a little bit about the game that took place last night.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to schedule a game from the get-go, you know, after such a tough district. You know, the boys wanted to play one last time. So we searched and searched, and we ended up finding a team, you know, Albia, and told them we'd go down there and play them, so that's what we did. You know, last night, so it's last time I got to see some of them kids, you know, wear the uniform. You know, it was a good game to watch. It was a fun game to watch. Everybody played together as a team. No matter if, you know, they were driving on us or we were driving on them, you know, it's all as one. You know, our two seniors that we had, you know, have stepped up all year again. Cody and Jackson stepped up again last night. You know, Jackson accounted for 3 touchdowns. Cody accounted for 1. And, you know, Danny Chavez, who is another senior that played for us, you know, just had another outstanding game last night. So it's definitely going to be tough seeing them there. Not there next year, but I'm glad we were able to get a win for him on the last game.
Yeah, de facto senior night, despite it being on the road, this one a big victory for your team, 47-13. They finally get to feel like what it feels to be on the winning side of things for the first time in several weeks. Again, not their fault, just what a murderer's row of a district you guys had this year, and they fought hard in several of those games, scored 17-plus points in 4 of the games against ranked teams this season. Your offense was impressive, and of course, 2 of those seniors getting it done offensively as well at wide receiver. Take a second now, Coach, and maybe point out those seniors and what they've brought to the program this year, as well as some of the other players that stood out last night against Albia.
Yeah, you know, those seniors, you know, for I'm going to say Cody and Jackson actually only played 2 years of high school ball. You know, you had Thane and Garrett and Danny Chavez, you know, who all played huge factors, you know, in this program. That started from the weight room and coming to practice, you know, and in the classroom and out of the classroom. So they've become role models for those younger kids, and I hope that those younger classmen kind of pick up on that and just feed off their energy and what they have. You know, I already pointed out a couple of seniors, and, you know, we didn't have Garrett Siva last night, who's been a factor all year for us on offense and defense. He had to take the ACTs this morning, so he didn't want to make the trip down. You know, this last night just showed again, you know, how effective they've been, and, you know, the shoes that we're going to have to fill, you know, next year, but I think we'll still be okay. So it was good to see them perform well one last time and together as a team. So I'm glad that they were able to do that.
Well, Coach, not only did they perform well, but like you said, they've set the standard for what the program's going to be going forward. This is a program that wants to reach that next level, and I think you guys are actually right at the cusp of it. You guys played all season against really, really good competition, and that's the next step. Now we got to get to the Estherville-Lincoln Central level, the Southeast Valley level, where we get ourselves ranked. We win a couple of those big games, 2-3 big games every single season, as well as taking care of business in the preseason before the district starts. You guys got yourselves right in that position, and of course the seniors have led the way to make that happen. Remember, this is a team that went 1-7 a year ago and 0-5 in district play, and now they find themselves with another victory, giving them 4 on the season this year. 4-5, the record for Caleb Vogel in his first season playing in the toughest district by far in what could be Iowa history. So really, really an impressive year. We're going to take a break here and come back with more with Coach Vogel and CGD after this on 104.9. KLMJ.
It's back! KLMJ's Hog Hollerin' Hoopla! Your chance to win court prizes from some of our great area restaurants, lockers, and grocery stores, including Hy-Vee in Iowa Falls, Family Traditions Meat Company in Ackley, the Ventura Locker, Brothers Market in Parkersburg, Wise Buys Wholesale in Hampton, and many others. Here at KLMJ, we have pigs tagged with prizes from those locations. And again this year, your job as the lucky caller is to do your best hog call over the phone to call the pigs from our back lot through the radio station to the studio so the DJ can read your prize. As long as you do a good hog call, there's a winner every time. And again this year, some pigs have double the prizes. Starting this Monday after 6 a.m., listen for the pig squeal cue to call. And then call our contest line at 641-456-0234 for your chance to play and win in Hog Hollerin' Hoopla! One winner per household, so practice your best hog call. And starting Monday, listen, call, and win with KLMJ Radio on the...
Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan is a proud supporter of area schools. When you need hydraulic hoses made, welding, or brazing done, call Mark. Call 641-853-2324. Mark can fix just about anything. Mark Bruins is a master welder. Mark also does milling and lathe work. Mark sells Northland Oil and stocks a huge selection of nuts, bolts, bearings, seals, belts, and PTO parts. When it's broken, take it to Rowan. Take it to Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan.
Mullenbrook Insurance and Grinnell Mutual want to remind you not to veer for deer. If you see a deer on the road, try to stay calm. Slow down and keep your steering wheel still. Find more tips for safe driving at GrinnellMutual.com. With your steady hands and our steadfast support, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Shannon Mullenbrook, Makayla Hefty, and Eric Bruins, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Mullenbrook Insurance today for all of your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Good morning here. It's more of the Mortswater Company Coaches Show on 104.9 KLMJ. Speaking now with Clarion Goldfield Dow's head football coach in his first season. That's Coach Caleb Vogel. And Coach, we talked a little bit about the seniors and leaving the program in a better spot this year. It's been a fun season to say the least. You guys, of course, in that tough district lost in, but now you guys talk about taking that next step. Of course, no game coming up this week as your guys' season has come to a close. So talk a little bit about the highlights of this year for you.
You know, it's just good to see, you know, obviously we're a pretty young team. You know, it's just good to see them, young kids, you know, be able to get on the field, as juniors and some of them as sophomores. You know, the growth that they had from, you know, 13 weeks ago to now is just been unbelievable. You know, they're coming together as a team. There's no I in it anymore. Individualism is gone. They want it. You can see that. You know, when they lose, they're just itching, you know, to get back and to play again. Just the bonding, you know, the memories that not only I had with them, but they're going to have, you know, throughout the season has just been unbelievable. So
certainly, Coach, memories that'll last a lifetime. And not only that, as seniors that reset a program, you know what I mean, when you hit the reset button and start over again, these seniors are going to graduate and they're going to go away, right? And next year when you guys have another successful season, they're going to look back and say, hey, we did that. We changed that program. It was us, our senior class, that set the standard on what's going forward, what's going to happen going forward with this program. And certainly it is a fun and great senior class that's really set the way, especially in the weight room. Talk about how the weight rooms really played in to the season that took place this season.
Yeah, you know, kids were obligated to lift two times a week. And we did that, you know, Mondays and Wednesday mornings. And then I had a JV guys, you know, lift a third time a week. And, you know, from the get-go, I said one of our biggest weaknesses, I remember talking to you back in June or August, that our strength and our speed and our agility was one of our biggest flaws. And just over the past 12 weeks, the time the kids have put in the weight room and even spend some extra time in there has been huge. You know, we can see it, the gains that they've made. So I just hope that they continue to do that. And even though the season's still not over with, you still got to get bigger, faster, and stronger.
Yeah, as you move from one sport to the next, of course, in these small Iowa schools, every athlete typically plays almost every sport you can play. So there's different in shapes, of course, but the whole time, if they're going to keep lifting and keep getting stronger, it's just going to bring back a better team, better athletes for you next season, and you can whip them into football shape, and we'll have more great CGD football to keep track of again next year. Well, I want to thank you for your time again this morning, Coach Vogel, and of course, wish you the best of luck going into the off season. We'll talk to you one more time next week and get a full season recap from you then.
Yes, thank you, Dylan. I appreciate it.
No problem, Coach. We'll move on now to our final segment, which will be on the Rockford Warriors after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
Radio on the go. Your source for local weather forecast, announcements, and information.
KLMJ is your source for Cyclone Sports. Hi, this is John Walters inviting you to keep your dial set right here to FM 104.9 for exciting ISU play-by-play.
Cyclone football this fall brought to you in part by your friends at Wellsburg Insurance, everyone at Dumont Harkin Lumber, and Howie Equipment and Tire near Hampton.
It's homecoming for the Cyclones on Saturday, and they face off with Oklahoma State. Pregame coverage begins at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30, right here on 104.9 KLMJ.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show this Saturday morning on 104.9 KLMJ. I'm Dylan Dierberg, and of course, this final segment is always saved for the Rockford Warriors and head coach Clay Eustace. Unfortunately, we were unable to get in contact with Coach Eustace this week, so it'll actually just be me giving a little recap on the Rockford Warriors season. They go 2-6 for the second season in a row under Coach Eustace. Let's start with a little recap of what went down this year on the gridiron. We'll start in week one, where they had a tough week one matchup at home with Bishop Garrigan. They would fall in that game 56-20 as a game that they were able to put up 20 points. They struggled to score offensively in the middle of the season. We'll get there though, but before that, in week two, they got their first victory of the season, a 20-point win, 52-32 on the road at Clarksville, another area team. We have two 8-man area teams, one on each side, one
one on 98.9, one on 104.9. And this year, the KLMJ team beat the KQCR team as, again, Rockford took the victory at Clarksville 52-32 in week two and got themselves out to a 1-1 start. However, their next few games would not be easy ones, especially the next two. They would be at home for both of them. However, top 10 ranked Turkey Valley came to town and beat the Rockford Warriors 60-12. And this is the first game that marked the disappearance of the offense for the Rockford Warriors. Coach Eustace talked about the struggle to run the ball in these games as Janesville would come to town next week and defeat the Rockford Warriors 54-12. Those are two ranked teams that the Rockford Warriors played in back-to-back weeks. Always tough to do that. And then they had to go on the road and take on a potent Riceville team. They would end up falling in that game as well, 46-14. And then the final game of this four-game losing streak, they were on the road at Northwood Kensett. It's a non-district game late in the season, but Northwood Kensett is a very, very good team, especially offensively, and they proved it that night as they would beat the Rockford Warriors 63-0 in that game. But when all things seemed to be lost, it would be the Rockford Warriors answering the call in Week 7 and ending the four-game skid with a 50-26 dominant victory over West Central. And it was at home for senior night. The seniors got to go out with a big victory there. Again, 50-26, the win, win number two over West Central in week seven. And then in week eight, another very solid squad, an eight-man Tripola on the road. That's a team you really don't want to play at the end of the year, and that's what the Rockford Warriors were stuck with. They would fall in that game 66-12, giving them a final season record of 2-6 on the year. Coach Eustace decided not to play a week nine game. Thought of that, I wanted to check the stats on this season and see how the Rockford Warriors did in the box score at least. Taryn Romer, the senior quarterback, actually had a pretty nice season. Completed 46% of his passes for 724 yards, 9 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. That's a pretty good ratio there, 3-1 ratio, and over a 101 QB rating as well. So a solid year for the senior quarterback, as you would expect a senior to run this offense very well. As far as for the running game, this is where Coach Eustace said they struggled a little bit this year. The lead runner was a junior, Marshall Schlander, who carried the ball 109 times for 608 yards and 8 touchdowns. Taryn Romer, the quarterback, also added 4 more touchdowns on the ground on 68 carries for 440 yards. As far as receiving, it was really one receiver above the others. Landon Ahrens, the junior, had a fantastic season, 28 catches, 427 yards, and give him 7 touchdowns as well. You also got to send a shout out to Marshall Schlander, the running back. He had 13 receptions for 170 yards and a score. And then Bryce Larson, the senior wide receiver, also had a touchdown grab on the year. Defensively, it was the Marshall Schlander show again. 102.5 tackles for him, 76 of those solo on the year. He also had 8.5 tackles on the season. That was by far and away the most tackles on the year. Next closest was Landon Ahrens with 52.5, just to give you an idea on how big that gap was between first and second. As far as sacks, Taryn Romer, the quarterback, gets in on 1.5 sacks this year to lead the team. James Hine, another senior, he gets in on a sack as well this season. Also defensively, it's Taryn Romer recovering 2 fumbles. That's 2 out of 5 fumbles that were recovered by the Rockford Warriors this year. Larson had one as well as Pierce and Schlander, of course, defensively. And then as far as interceptions, man, Landon Ahrens had himself a season when it comes to playing defensive back. 5 interceptions by himself in the secondary. He's actually responsible for every single interception this year for the Rockford Warriors. An impressive season for the junior. He will be returning to this program again next season. So the Rockford Warriors season kind of recapped there. We'll hope to get Coach Eustace on next week to recap the season that was for the Rockford Warriors in his own words. But that's all I got for now for the Rockford Warriors. We're going to take another break and come back with the outro of this coach's show after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company, here to explain the Kinetico difference. Kinetico systems are non-electric and they are powered by your water pressure. Kinetico systems have unmatched performance with twin alternating design that assures you never run out of soft water. Dependable and economical, Kinetico has been manufacturing water softeners for over 50 years, and Mort's Water Company has been selling and servicing Kinetico systems for over 40 years. Give Mort's Water Company a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT to learn more, or visit us at mortsonline.com.
And welcome back to the outro here on 104.9 KLMJ this Saturday morning of the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We'll take a second and go through all the action at this point, as now we know the matchups for all of our area teams when it comes to the second round and or first round of the playoffs. We'll start with the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs as they finished the regular season at 5-4, including a 3-2 record in their district, and this is good enough to get them into the playoffs as the 15th seed. They'll go on the road and take on second-ranked Humboldt on Friday. As far as the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, their win over Davis County in comeback fashion 35-25 moves them on to a second-round matchup where they will be on the road in Gowrie to take on the Southeast Valley Jaguars. As far as our final team in the playoffs this season, the North Butler Bearcats, they defeated the Starmont Stars 12-0 at home in Green last night, moving them to 8-1 on the season. However, still seen as a 2 seed, they will go on the road to take on Hartley Melvin Sanborn this Friday. The West Fork Warhawks finished their season at 0-9 on the year after a 19-13 loss to Central Springs. Belmont Clemmy falls to 0-9 as well after they lost a hard-fought game at Lake Mills 38-28. And Clarion Goldfield Dows ends their season with a win 47-13 in Week 9 at Albia to finish their season at 4-5. And of course, the Rockford Warriors ending their season 2 weeks ago with a loss to Dripola at 2-6. I want to thank all of our coaches for joining us this morning, as well as wishing the three coaches that are still playing at this point the best of luck going forward in postseason play. But that's going to do it here this morning for the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. I've been your host, Dylan Dearborn. Of course, you can listen back to any of this show again online, as it will be posted there at radioonthego.com under the sports tab. But for now, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
You have been listening to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show on KLMJ 104.9 Radio on the Go. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more insight from our area coaches. Remember, if you missed any of today's show or want to listen to it again, you can find a link to the show on the Coaches Show page at radioonthego.com.